praise. You overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever. You're awesome and great is your name. By the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Amen. So in other words, if I've got something wrong with me, I can say, Lord, I know you're going to help me through this thing. Amen. I know when I pray and ask you, God, ask you to deliver me from whatever is ailing me, you're going to be right there by my side, and we're going to walk through this. I can count it healed. Amen. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I know for a fact. I know the Lord is here to deliver. I know the Lord is here to heal whatever is ailing me. Lord, right now, I just thank you in the name of Jesus for your son. And I thank you, Lord God, that you are healing Miss Denise.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank you, Lord God, that you're healing Mr. Bradley.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord God, that you're touching my wife. I thank
Amen.
You, Lord God, that you're healing Sister Shirley's knees.
Amen.
I thank you in the
Amen.
Name of Jesus for that. And I thank you for any other
Amen.
Afflictions that you are healing
Amen.
That's under the
Amen.
Authority of my voice. In Jesus' name, Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Woo. You know, prayer don't cost nothing but just a little time to pray. Amen. You can go anywhere, and I promise you somebody's there with a handout wanting something. But you can go to the Lord. And it don't cost nothing but a little time and effort. It don't cost nothing for you to get down on your knees or you stand wherever you're at and say, Lord, here's where I'm at. This is what I need. Amen? So I'm going to testify to God and he's going to send me a blessing. Well, that's about the way that works now. I don't know where all this is coming from, but I tell you what, just keep it coming.
Amen.
We are reaching out, people. We are the plows of the fields. And we get to sow the seed as well. The harvest is awesome. Oh, yeah. And I believe that every time I get an opportunity to just share with someone about what God has done for me, that it's touching people. And if I don't believe that, why do I need to share that? Yes. I mean, we need to stand in the authority that we have been given here. We need to take that and run. I know it's hard for some because some are just not people that, you know, want to get in front of somebody or maybe a little timid about telling their past. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Every time I share my story with someone else, I get a little bolder.
Amen. Amen.
I'm able to step out a little more confidently the next time and say, hold up here. You know, I've been through this. And you're going to go through that. Let me see if I can help you around it. Let me see if I can't give you a shortcut between there and where I had to go through. Because I promise, mom and dad has been through a lot of where you kids are getting ready to go. And it doesn't hurt to sit up and take notice to every word mom and dad has to tell you because they're not going to tell you something wrong. So when our father has something to say to us, we need to sit up and take notice too. Amen? We need to sit right up and take notice because he's not going to tell us nothing wrong. And he can help us get right around it or through it. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Oh, Lord. Yes, sir. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And that's the way it works. That's the way it works. You know, sometimes I stand here and I'm thinking, what am I doing up here? Oh, I do. Well, see, believe it or not, sometimes I come in here and I'll just sing to you guys. That's what I'm supposed to do. But I will share what God gives it to me to share. That's what I do. Even when I go to other churches, if I'm in a service and I walk in the door, and if I'm not to bring nothing far as the Bible's concerned, like me preaching, I won't do that. I'll just sing. But if the Lord lays it on my heart to share with people, I'll do it then. So if you ever hear me in here, and I'm not making an excuse, but I'm just telling you how that works. If I'm ever here and I'm singing and that's all I do, don't feel bad, because she has a word or he has a word or somebody else has something to say. Because sometimes it's better to be seen and not heard. Amen. Hey, well, that's just the truth. You have your moments. You have your moments. Because God knows more than I do. God is my leader. And I need to be obedient and follow him. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go ahead, Kathy.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't the name of Jesus wonderful? King, you will reign forever, and
the name, and there is power in the name, salvation in the name, and there is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
And there is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name. There is power in the name. Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Jesus. And there is freedom in the name. And there is healing in the name.
And there is power in the name. Salvation in the name. Life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
And there is freedom in the name.
And there is healing in the name.
And there is power in the name.
Salvation in the name.
There is life in the name.
There is no other name but Jesus.
Is it the name of Jesus all we need?
Thank you for the offering today, Lord God. I just thank you for the giving of this church, Heavenly Father. I just thank you for that. I thank you for just blessing them mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, there is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name.
There is power in the name.
Salvation in the name.
There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
There is freedom in the name. There is healing in the name.
There is power in the name.
Salvation in the name.
There is life in the name. There is no other name but
Jesus. There is freedom in the name.
There is healing in the name.
There is power in the name.
Salvation in the name. There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Jesus.
That there is freedom in the name.
There is healing in the name.
There is power in the name.
Salvation in the name.
There is life in the name. There is no other name but Jesus.
Isn't the
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Yeah.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.
How great is our God, and all will see how.
and all will see how great, how great is our God.
Amen. We serve a mighty God.
Amen.
We serve an awesome
Amen.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. If you've been walking the same
Woo!
Old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies, if you're tired to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life.
If you've got pain, he's the pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you've got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Say, we've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves born out from the same old fight. We've all run to things we know that just ain't right. But there's a better life. And there's a better life.
If you've got pain, pain takers. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Y'all know what? If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify.
Yeah.
Y'all come on, church.
If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. Testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you need or saving,
he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
My God is real.
Hallelujah.
And he's my king.
Amen.
He's my savior.
Amen.
He's my rock.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Praise
you, Jesus.
God.
Praise and worship team. Thank you. Our class is
Thank
in or out.
Amen. I just want to open up the front here for prayer. And I really sense the Lord says I want to break some addictions. Amen. You know, our county, our country is overrun with drug addiction and people that are even addicted to prescription drugs. And the Spirit of the Lord is here today to break those things. If you have any kind of addictions in your life, if you have a family member, you know someone that's on drugs, I want you to come up here and stand in for them. You know, 12-step programs are good in its own way, but until a person gets into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, there is no long-term help that's going to help them. Amen. Only a relationship with Jesus Christ. And I was talking to someone the other day that had become a deputy with the jailer, and how the jail in our own jail in our county is run over with prisoners that are sleeping on the floor. And most of them are in there because of alcohol or been on drugs. They take them in there. They feed them. They get them all the necessities of life while they're in there. But are they receiving the real help that they need? Because when they get out, they're going to go back into that lifestyle because that's the only thing that they're familiar with. And we as a church have got to step up some way and somehow to say, if you want true freedom, it can only be found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Our courts, our courts cannot save and deliver these people. Our courts cannot. But we as a church, we as believers know the real answer to addiction. And that is to tell people the truth of the gospel, to tell people the truth that they can be free, that they can be set free. And so many times when you look at these people that are on drugs, it's become a family tradition. But we want to invite them into a family tradition within the church that says you can come into this family that truly knows the answer. And those family traditions and curses that people talk about was taken care at Calvary. That you can be delivered, you can live a different life, you can make better choices, and you can be what God has called you to be. And that's His son and daughter. So I just want you to come up here this morning. If you know someone that's been addicted or that's addicted to drugs, or if you just want to come in and you just say, Pastor Shirley, I just want to stand in because I have a heart to see this nation delivered. They said heroin epidemic is now at a rapid pace. And we as a church have got to cry out to God and say, God, show us what we need to be, what we need to do. That we can get outside of what we're believing for and believing for something more greater. Because, church, these people have got to have a place to come to where they are loved. You know, as I read this, something that God had gave me, whether you come limping, whether you come crippled, however you come, you come. If you have to come with just one piece of clothing on, you come. Come to the altar. Amen. Come to where you can find deliverance. And the people that God is wanting to bring into the church are people that a lot of churches are not going to accept. Tattoos don't bother me. Nose rings don't bother me. Pink hair don't bother me. Holes in tennis shoes don't bother me. But what does bother me is a church that has settled for less than what God has called us to be and to do. That's what bothers me. All that other stuff don't bother me. Because when I look at somebody, I look at somebody that's crying up for help. When I look at somebody that's going through all of that and acting the way they're acting, I look beyond that and I say, that's somebody that needs Jesus. And most of the time when people are out there doing those things, they are hurting and that's their cry. I said, I don't know what to do to mask the pain except to stay high. And not only, and I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there this morning. Not only is drug addiction really bad, but I tell you folks, sexual addiction, people being abused sexually is an all-time high too. And it just comes from people's flesh that's out of control. Amen. But those things can be broken and people can be delivered from those that emotional trauma. And we as a church have got to step up and say, come as you are. You can be free. You can be set free. Through a saving, ongoing relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Come to the end of your
ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Precious blood of Jesus Christ, oh, come to today, there's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling. Bring your sorrows and trade them for joy. From the ashes a new life is born. Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. Bow down before him, for he is Lord of all. Sing alleluia. Christ is to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, what just happened here, I want to encourage everybody that come up and got prayed for. I was on the receiving end of prayer years ago, and the way you can help these people fight their addiction is to sick the Holy Ghost on them. I'm telling you, that right there will get the job done. Amen.
Okay.